Then they would eat you. They would decide who they were going to arrest, how they were going to arrest them. And this turned into a terrible debacle. And by the time, as I mentioned, both sides wisened up and tried to withdraw from the embrace of the Russian government had somehow become much too interested in the Jews. And for the rest of the period of time, for the rest of the period of time of the 1800s, the Russian government would be intimately involved in all Jewish matters in Russia. And much of the destruction of the Jewish communities in Russia was caused because of the interest of the Russian government, the interference that the Russian government brought about in the affairs of the Jewish people. I mentioned to you that as long as the Gaon of Vilna was alive, and we're going to have one special lecture on the Gaon himself, probably next time. As long as the Gaon of Vilna was alive, the opposition to Chassidus was very firm, strong, fierce. Talmidim of the Baal Shem and the Talmidim of the Magid attempted many times to mollify the Gaon, but he would not meet with them. The first Lubavitcher Rebbe, Reb Shneur Zalman of Ladi, who was a great Talmud Chochem and a philosopher and really the prime defender of Chassidus against the Misnagdim, writes in a letter, there's a book called Chassidim U'Misnagdim, written by a Jew in Israel, Vilensky, a two-volume work, in which he has compiled all of these ancient archives and letters. It's a remarkable book. And there you have the original Cherem, the signature of the Gaon on the Cherem, and the second Cherem. He has there also a collection of letters that Reb Shneur Zalman, that the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, wrote to his followers, to the Chassidim, to try and raise their spirits under the onslaught of the Cherem of the Gaon. And he writes there that he proposed many times, he tried to come to Vilna to visit the Gaon, tried to arrange an appointment, and he never could get his foot in the door. The Gaon refused to see him. The Gaon's refusal is based on a truism in human nature that Boruch HaLevi Epstein, the Torah Tmima, writes in his Sefer Makor Boruch, a story, he said, that there once were two rabbis that were antagonists one to another. And one of the rabbis always said that the other rabbi was really an ignoramus. He didn't know anything, even though he had written scholarly works, etc. Such descriptions among rabbis are not unheard of, and such antagonisms are not unheard of. So anyway, one day, this rabbi came into the other rabbi's town, and even though he had called him an ignoramus, and he had said that the rabbi at a town didn't know anything, etc. Rabbinical protocol, rabbinical courtesy is that if you come into a town that has a rabbi, you should go and visit the rabbi. Just to show you how to what extent that courtesy can be stretched. When I was the Rav of Miami Beach, so the Satmar Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, came to visit me in my house every winter with a whole entourage of Chassidim. You know, he sat in my front room, I'm in my dining room, and we had fruit together, and he spent a half hour, rabbinic courtesy. And that's before I had a Hamburg. But that was rabbinic courtesy.